On the show today, we have Valley Star Credit Union's Vice President of Information Technology, Wes Williams, talking about, or sharing actually, some tech trends credit unions need to be aware of heading into 2021. So check it out. Before we get into our interview, I just want to give you a quick heads up on our CU Knowledge Hub page. It is our page that's just loaded with free downloadable content, which includes white papers, webinars, product guides, case studies, industry analysis, and a whole lot more. And it's all provided by experts and vendors within the credit union industry. So go check it out today. That's CU Knowledge Hub. And now on to the interview. So can you share some technology trends that credit unions need to be aware of heading into next year?
What's yes. on your?
I should have prefaced this, but because you are the Vice President of Information Technology at Valley Star, so I should preface it with that. I mean, you're speaking at the CUNA Technology Council conference for a reason, so yeah. You know tech. So, having said that, what are some tech trends you see coming on the horizon next year?
Yeah, certainly. I think one, remote work. All right, this is no secret, but I don't think it's going anywhere. A lot of folks are saying, "Hey, we can't wait to go back to normal." I think it's important 2021, if you're watching, to go ahead and start crafting your plans, strategy, policies, procedures around remote work. Let that start to become a part of your culture, because honestly, it's we're seeing a lot of good that remote work can do. Mm-hmm. And I think it's really helping some of our employees as well, that they're getting some more autonomy in their day-to-day life, perhaps. So yeah, definitely remote work. I see that's not going anywhere. So
I agree.
I think we definitely got to lean into that. Or as I actually like, I'd like to say, Mike, is learn into. I said this during the CUNA Technology Council conference, is to learn into things.
Learn into it.
Meaning, we as leaders should be learning how to do whatever it is. Yeah. So that would be number one. Number two, I would say social engineering and. Specifically thinking about phishing and vishing, scams.
Yeah.
That is going to be huge, especially when we consider remote work. Mm-hmm. And so what do I mean is that, you know, the hackers are not going anywhere. You'll hear technology people say it's not a matter of if, but when.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think going into 2021, we have to get even more aware of our security protocols, procedures, especially when it comes to our employees. I tell our credit union all the time that me, you, all, everyone around, we're the weakest link, all right? Because I can go buy all the nicest, newest systems in 2021 that all these technology companies have to throw at me. But you know what, Mike? I can't stop you from clicking on that malicious link, right?
That's right.
I can't stop you from opening up that attachment, short of me showing up in California to your office and watching your every move, which don't worry, I'm not going to do that. But yeah, so that would be number two.
Okay.
And then the third thing, I think, if I had to say on the horizon for 2021 is definitely more of this thought about how to use technology, right? And maybe more specifically, I'll just pull this out.
Sure.
This 2021, again, this is no secret, but we all have one of these in our pocket, right? I'm pretty sure you have one, maybe even two laying around. Yeah, exactly. And so what I mean is for our organizations, we have to figure out how we can reach our members through the device that they're using probably 80% of the time, 90% of their day,
mm-hmm.
Especially if we start talking about millennials, Generation Z, who are constantly plugged into that mobile device. And so really, I would encourage organizations, the last thing is to, if you're not already, you really got to get into this mobile space of figuring out how you can open accounts mobile, how you can open a certificate mobile, how you online banking, check deposit, all of these things and more. If you can figure out how to get it done through a mobile device,
mm-hmm.
I think you're just going to be able to reach in your field of membership in a new and perhaps even more exciting way.
Oh, agreed. Yeah. And to do it in a kind of an Amazon type way where it's super simple, I'm not talking just a, like a one click type thing, but really make it easy. I mean, it's just super intuitive. That's
right.
I think that's the next level. What you're talking about is mobile. It's great to offer it, but man, you got to make it easy to use as well. Cause there's some, I've seen some discombobulated mobile apps out there.
Oh yeah.
And I'm not talking like credit unions. I'm just talking any type of engine. Like what are you thinking? What was somebody thinking here?
So, right. Yeah, it's funny what you see out there. And I think that's part of the challenge. What I've seen even talking in some of the technology circles is, and even for us, it's one of the things at ValleyStar we're really putting a focus on is where are those pain points for our members, right?
Yeah.
I mean, even for me, I should be able to go on my mobile phone and do a lot of these things we're talking about, like you said, just seamlessly. Mm-hmm. And if I can't, then we've got to stop at that point and say, hey, how do we fix this right here? Right. You know, what third party vendor do we need to talk to? Who do we need to get involved in this? But yeah, you're right. Because we also know, to your point, if it's not seamless, if it's not easy, folks are likely to go find it somewhere else. So you're spot on there.
For sure. Yeah. Cause I mean, as an example, at the most basic level, I'm on my Apple. I have all my Apple stuff here, you know? So I write out my interview questions on my desktop. And then I open up my iPad and I have my questions right here on my iPad and they're already there. How I updated it on my desktop. And then I just open it on my iPad and they're there, the latest version. Go. So, I mean, at the very simplest level, that's the way it should work. I know it's way more complicated than that, believe me. And you should know as an IT person, you know that, but that's, to me, that's just magical. So, and that's the way it should work on your mobile app, right?
Yeah, definitely.
So cool. Anything else here to wrap up, Wes? Any other predictions or trends or anything like that you see coming or anything else on your radar?
Well, I think the pandemic isn't going anywhere for sure.
Got that right.
I don't know if that's a prediction or just maybe common sense at this point. But yeah, I think, you know, I would just say as a final thought is don't think about what used to be. I think we really got to think about going into 2021, what it can be. What do we want to see? How do we want to shape our organizations for the future? And really taking the knowledge of what we learned in 2020 to really set a precedence for how we as leaders, you know, go about our days, but then even furthermore, how we as organizations are going to attack the future and perhaps get set up in a way that, hey, it doesn't matter what the world throws at us, right? Because again, challenges are going to continue to arise. There could be a new pandemic tomorrow. I mean, there's just always going to be a challenge. And so I think we have to remain flexible. We have to remain nimble. And we have to understand that it kind of goes back to that last point in my presentation. We've got to be the creators. And so really that'd be it, Mike, for 2021. My final thought is remain flexible. Just know that challenge is going to keep coming. But you as a leader, we as organizations, we got to keep creating. We got to create that change we want to see, create the future we want to see. Yep. And I think we'll all be better because of it.
Well said. Well said. Great message to end on, Wes. Thank you so much. This was awesome.
Hey, no, thank you. This was great. We'll have to do it again sometime. I enjoyed it.
Most definitely. We'll definitely have you back for sure. Whenever you want. Come on back.
Don't say it now. I'll be back tomorrow.
All right. Well, when you can fly again, come on down to the office. We'll do it right here in the office. All right.
Okay. You said it. I got witnesses.
Right. Sounds good, Wes. All right, man. Thank you so much. Appreciate it, everybody. ValleyStar Credit Union's very own Wes Williams, Vice President of Information Technology. If you want more tech, more leadership stuff, go give him a shout. All right. Good stuff.